So congratulations, Victoria. Tell us what that means to you.
Oh, it's the pinnacle of the year. You have to excuse me because I'm losing my voice. We start in January and basically aim for the end of the season, and we kind of aim for October and work backwards. I've had him since he was a yearling, so I've watched him grow, and he is my best friend. I adore him, and yeah, I'm over the moon completely, hence losing the voice.
What sort of qualification process do you have to go through to even get to the Horse of the Year show?
Well, for a start off, you have to become a member of the society, which is British Show Horse Association. Then you get given the information of which shows hold the qualifiers. And basically, we try and have our horse ready for certain shows where we think the horse is going to be relaxed, happy, and try and basically aim to pick up a ticket. It's not easy, but you know, you work so hard all season that the day you qualify is actually the most amazing day. And then you come here and you either have a good show or a bad show, and you know, it is amazing. It's an amazing feeling.
Now, you've won the hack category, so what sort of qualities does a good hacking horse give you?
A hack has to be the most beautiful, graceful animal. It has to give a very obedient, comfortable ride for the judge. We have to do our own show. It has to excel in conformation. Very clean limbs, good front, graceful movement. It is basically the swan of all the horses.
Excellent. That's a really lovely way of describing it. So, what's your plans for celebrating tonight?
I'm actually going to bed because we've got two horses to work in the morning and one back in the ring at 10 to 7.
And of course you're back in for the Supreme Horse of the Year title on Sunday.
I've got three more horses to get in before Sunday. So yeah, plenty of sleepless nights, and I will celebrate next week.